Welcome back to the O-Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. Like, subscribe, tell a friend about your favorite casual wrestling show. How are you guys doing? How are you feeling today? I have no topics for today, but I'm committed to being consistent with this podcast, as much as consistent as I can be. So let's talk about Raw and how I feel about certain things that happened and on SmackDown. I didn't get to talk about SmackDown from last week. And I feel like some of Triple H's go-to groups are stifling the growth of other professional wrestlers. Does it feel like that to you? I feel like the Bloodline, in particular, over on SmackDown, they certainly put them on the shelf, DIY and Street Profits, at the same time. Granted, people like Jacob Fatu, who's getting a lot of praise from fans and, you know, getting called out by Cody Rhodes as being the guy who deserves a title shot, which is weird to me. Then you put them in an eight-man match with two teams that were tag team gold contenders and then have them lose. What purpose was that for? The Street Profits in particular, because DIY at least won the gold a couple months ago. They had it for about a month, maybe less. They had it for about a February and gave it up to the Bloodline. But the Street Profits seem to only put over champs. Have you noticed that? Every time a champ wins a title, the Street Profits are there to challenge for it and lose to put them over as credible champions. Granted, Street Profits are fantastic tag team. They're great workers and, you know, they want the smoke, right? But they haven't been put in a position, I guess, until now, where they're going to be on NXT wrestling for those titles again. But on the main roster, they in the past couple years, they have not pushed through that putting over the other tag team barrier. I don't get it. And then on SmackDown, they did it with DIY. Both teams got put in the dirt by the Bloodline, and it just feels mean. Then you go to Raw and you have the Wyatt Six, which I did a whole episode about what's next for them past American Made. We're done with the American Made stuff now, right? It's done. They've thoroughly been beaten up at every turn. There's been no back and forth, and I get it. They're putting over the Six to be a very credible, strong, broken team, let's call it. But there's like no back and forth. Like, American Made has received, like, they've given nothing in terms of like a win or getting one-upsmanship on them. Nothing. They've put no hurt on the Wyatts, not even like jumping them backstage or some sort of parking lot brawl or showed up at their therapy session and took a beating to the nothing. American Made has just taken L's left and right. And I said in the last episode that Chad Gable can weather that storm. The man, he's over as a heel. People are trying to make him the next Kurt Angle with the "you suck" chant, which I don't want. Please stop chanting that to him. That belongs to Kurt Angle. And two, I hate the fact that fans still chant "you suck" to Kurt Angle. I know everyone tried to turn it into, well, he loves it because it shows that, it stinks. Kurt Angle's a damn legend. Stop chanting "you suck" at him just because his song, I don't like it. And they're trying to do it to Chad Gable. I'm not for it. I lost my train of thought. I really don't want people chanting "you suck." Right. So, yeah, the Wyatts just keep beating them, and they beat them on Raw, and it's over now, right? So, back to my initial question. What's next for the Wyatts? They can't keep whooping American Made's ass. It's just not fun anymore. I get it, right? They're supposed to get over, but who? I guess they go after the Judgment Day next. The Judgment Day kind of fits their bill of like Finn Balor turning on his friend and What's his name? Dominic. Whew, how'd I lose that guy's name? Dominic turning on Rhea, and their whole Judgment Day vibe kind of pulls at the Wyatt's strings, and that could be an interesting mix up, because I think the, was it Finn, Carlito, JD, Dominic, and Liv. That's a five person, and then there's everyone over it. Well, yeah, that makes sense. So I guess they can move them over to a Judgment Day program, which would align with, you know, a top program in the company. And I suspect that's going to happen after Bad Blood. So Rhea and Dominic might go over at Bad Blood. I don't think Rhea's winning the title, but whatever happens, I think Bad Blood marks the at least pausing of their work with the Terror Twins, terrible name, and begins their work with the Wyatts. Because I don't see any other, well, I guess LWO, but no, LWO doesn't qualify for going after the Wyatts. It really is just Judgment Day. So maybe that's what's next. I would look forward to something like that. Uncle Howdy taking on Finn Balor. That's nice. They kind of had that before with Bray Wyatt and Finn Balor, which didn't pan out great. So they get a second shot at the feud with Uncle Howdy and Finn. And hopefully they leave the demon in the closet, because nobody wants to see that. Outside of that, Bianca and Jade again beat Unholy Union. Again, stop whooping on these two women. It's like, what's that Ralph Wiggum gif? Like, they're already dead. Stop whooping their ass every week. They've booked the Unholy Union to be like one of the worst competitors in the organization, just from booking. I'm not saying that they're not great wrestlers. I'm saying that they've booked them to shit, just absolute garbage. And it's not even just against Bianca and Jade. Well, it is kind of just Bianca and Jade, but they won the titles on a fluke. I'm not going through this again. Hopefully Unholy Union gets to move on to do something else, because now Jade and Bianca are going against Damage Control. Two babyface teams coming at each other. Let's see who comes out of that on top. I think it's time for a heel Bianca check. Bianca hasn't been a heel for a while. I think she was a really great heel in NXT, so it's time for her to put on those boots again and start being a little shitty to people. So hopefully that comes to pass, because then we get a Jade Cargill babyface turn on her, and then we get a WrestleMania match out of that when I guess Damage Control takes the titles from them. Who knows? Outside of that, I didn't see too... I mean, I'm not going to touch on Bret Hart and Gunther and Sami Zayn. They're kind of running that program back. I'm not super interested in watching Sami take on Gunther, because I don't feel he's going to grab that height that he did when he took the IC title. Just because Gunther just got the belt. So Sami's going to put him over now. So I'm not really interested in watching that again. Braun Breaker has his challenger in Jey Uso. Jey Uso, again, is going to lose. He's not winning that title. Oh, and before this podcast ends, they touched on New Day going after singles gold, but instead going back after the tag team gold. Odyssey Jones is no longer in the picture. So I'm still questioning where this angle goes. They're going to celebrate 10 years as the New Day, which is an incredible milestone. I didn't even know it's been that long. And hopefully Big E shows up for that and pops the crowd. It'll pop the crowd if Big E comes out there with the, you know, the whole chant. I hope he does. And it'll pop me. And I'm hoping that marks Xavier Woods' turn on Kofi. And then he goes after some singles gold. What single gold could Xavier Woods even go after these days? I don't even know. Speed title, but he already did that. Not the IC title. I don't know. Who knows? But I'm looking forward to it. Next week on Raw. So I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.